Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I have Josh from SeeTheSeaRx.com on with me right now. Josh, welcome. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. Always good to be with you, Greg. So, you know, it's always a good day.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, he's in the in Texas, and we're going to talk about Texas diving in just a bit. But we got a big announcement to make today because we have a brand spanking new giveaway with our friends from SeeTheCRX.com to announce. And it involves winning another mask with the prescription that you have for your eyes, whatever it might be, they can accommodate you. And first off, the mask is an IST, what is it again?
It's an IST M100 aluminum frame dive mask, the only dive mask in the market with an aluminum frame.
Cool.
It's very popular on our site. People love them. So want to give one away to one of your listeners.
Very good. Yeah, black skirt, silver rim, I believe, on the frame.
Yeah, silver
there.
Frame. It looks pretty sharp.
Yeah, it does. We got a picture right up there at scubaradio.com. And here's the best part. I've been getting some gripes over the last couple months, like, hey, man, you gave away this cool mask, and I need a mask with my new prescription in it, but I didn't hear the show till after you already gave it away. What's up with that, dude? And he sounded just like that, by the way. So I said, okay, what can we do to accommodate this and open the giveaway up and to a wider audience of folks, as opposed to just calling in to win right now and for folks that are listening live or on Facebook Live. So this is what we're going to do for the month of October. Rocktober, we're going to rock it. So we're going to take the entire month of October. We have a page set up for entry forms for data to collect your name, address, and phone number. So you can register to win this mask from SeeTheCRX and get your prescription put in it for free. It's like, what, $150 value? Probably more than that.
The mask alone, you know, right there. And then depending on your lenses, it can be another couple hundred dollars in value right then, right there as well.
Absolutely. Very nice prize. So we're going to take entries for the month of October there at scubaradio.com. You should see the link there pretty easily. Giveaway, just click on it and you'll find the stuff to enter name, address, phone number, and why you need a mask, why you need a new dive mask.
Greg, let's make it a little fleeter. Let's throw in a snorkel as well.
Oh, look at him.
We'll go ahead and do that.
Josh is getting he's getting a jump on the Christmas season or something. He's feeling festive. See, there you go. They're always given there at SeeTheCRX.com. For the record, too, you know, a lot of people don't like giving out all their info. We're not going to collect a lot, but just to your name, address, phone number, and email address so we can contact you to alert you that you were indeed picked as the winner. And we're not going to use it for marketing purposes and all that kind of nonsense. So feel free to enter to win this. One person or one entry per person per household. You got to be 18 and over. It's not for kids. Come on. Their eyes are fine. So we're going to make it 18 and over and one entry per household or family there. So we're going to try to make it as available to everyone as possible or as many people as possible to win this cool prize. So there you go. For the month of October, go to scubaradio.com and register when you're SeeTheCRX.com. Mask with prescription lenses. Pretty cool prize. All right, so Josh, I know we have that for the month of October. We're going to see you at the DEMA show in Vegas and connect there for sure. But let's talk a little bit about what the diving's like for you in Texas. Where exactly are you, first off? Like right
we're
on the coast?
In Houston, Texas, okay. And I said so many people are surprised that, you know, we run a diving operation or diving business here out of Houston. But Houston is one of the largest diving states in terms of new certified students every year. And we actually have a lot of really cool diving spots all around the state.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, from being a Florida diver myself, all I hear about is the flower gardens, but that's far offshore. That's like an overnight day or two adventure for you guys. So that's kind of like a mini liveaboard adventure for you to go on, right?
Yeah. And the flower gardens are great. I've done it a few times. The Gulf of Mexico Foundation used to do a teacher's cruise every year where they would take teachers down for free. And educate them about the flower gardens. I used to dive master that trip when it would go out. But we do have other spots. You know, we have the Texas Clipper, you know, that they sunk as an artificial reef. Mm-hmm. Right, well, over a decade ago now, off of South Padre Island, and there's fantastic diving off of there. You know, I grew up teaching and diving at Lake Travis at Windy Point Park. We even have in West Texas one of the, largest springs that have been made into almost a semi-artificial pool that they have, Balmoray. Unfortunately, there's some maintenance issues going on down there. I know they're doing a GoFundMe to try and get that back up. That's a state park and beautiful diving all year round because it's 72 degrees. It's spring fed and crystal clear. Used to hunt for sunglasses at the bottom of the Comal River. So we've got a lot of, you know, great diving, you know, year round in Texas, which people don't realize.
Now, what about the ocean stuff, though? I mean, you know, that inland thing you're talking about sounds like our Florida Springs, and we go there in the winter, starting right about now for us Florida warm water wusses. What about the Texas warm water wusses?
Our ocean stuff really is, you know, we've got the flower gardens, which is, you know, which is definitely our big one, which is one of the most pristine reefs and, you know, in the Americas, because not very many people get the opportunity to go out there, and you get anything from whale sharks to hammerhead schooling out there. So pretty incredible experience. And then like I said, in South Padre, you know, you have the Clipper, and then we have, you know, our oil rigs all up and down the Gulf, which are great for spear fishing and, you know, diving as well.
Yeah, but how far of a ride is it to South Padre or the nearest oil rig from, well, Houston,
it all depends on where you're coming from. I mean, yeah. You're right, the flower gardens are an overnight trip, but there are definitely rigs that are day trip diveable. Mm-hmm. The Clipper's a day trip. So there's definitely day trip dives in salt water here in Texas.
Well, do you have the same water temps as we would have down in Florida? Like right about now, it's starting to cool down a little bit. And
very,
you know,
similar, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, it's the Gulf. It's an ocean. It's about the same, I guess. So, you probably got your warm water wuss divers there in Texas as well, I'm guessing. But do you consider yourself one, or do you suck it up and say, all right, I'm wearing a 7mm and we're going out to the flower gardens?
I'll plead the fifth, but I've been known to dive a dry suit even in some of the warmer months. So
well, okay.
Probably leave it at that.
Whatever works. I mean, that's a true warm water wuss. I mean, I would do it too if I had one. But I do have a dry suit. It's the driest suit on the planet because it hasn't been in the water yet. But regardless, you know, that's it's on my list. I'll make it happen. But you could dive year-round in the ocean up there, too, just like we can, too. And the northerners
absolutely
come down and do their thing. But what about what's the closest dive site that you can get to? Would it be an oil rig, or is there a reef, or what?
I mean, if we're talking about salt water, and, I mean, the Clipper's very close.
Yeah.
Sure, if you're... I mean, you know, it's not too far out if you're down there in South Padre, but you got to get down to South Padre. But yeah, the oil rigs are definitely, you know, your closest saltwater dive sites here in Texas for sure.
Yeah. And they're always doing the spear fishing thing. Are they always doing the spear fishing thing on the oil rigs, or does that just depend on the trip you're on?
It depends on the trip you're on and, you know, what's in season, what's allowable, where you're going. You know, so there's a lot to look into. You can't just obviously go out and just start spearing, but all of our experienced spear fishermen are definitely familiar with the rules, and
yeah,
you know, we never really have a problem.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been out on oil rigs in Louisiana, and I had a ball, but I got to tell you, they're pretty creepy. You know, if you're spear fishing or not, because you have no idea what the heck is lurking behind those big pillars and stuff, and you hear these talks of big animals. Do they have
and
that
you
in
can.
Texas?
I mean, like yeah. I said, it you know, people don't realize, but we do get whale sharks in the Gulf of Mexico, which is pretty incredible. Manta rays. People don't realize that this is really not too far offshore. It's pretty incredible thing.
They like the habitat, but like I said, there's a little. It looks so spooky under there, you know. And I don't know. I have mixed emotions about spearfishing. I love diving down there, but when I was spearfishing, I was like, hey, when I spear something, is a big old like 15-foot tiger shark going to come out and challenge me for this fish? You know, that's the kind of stuff going through my head that I'm not a big fan of. You hear what I'm saying? But maybe that's just me.
Oh, I'm with you.
Okay.
But I know you'd put up a struggle. I know you wouldn't give up your catch that easy.
Oh, I know. I'd say, here, take it. I'm swimming back to the boat now. But look, you know, to each his own. Well, Josh, thank you. As always, good stuff. Thanks for the giveaway. That'll be great. And for folks in the, you know, in the meantime, make sure you go to See the CRX. You can get your prescription for your mask like within a week or so. They're so fast and very, very convenient. C-S-E-E, the C-S-E-A-R-X.com.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places, make new friends, do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at naui.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here come a dive buddy. He be breathing so slowly. He swim to the float ball. He not one to linger. He say, I check you, you check me. One thing we do before we both jump in the sea, dive together right now in the sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And I apologize for that, but that's just what we do sometimes when we have too much time on our hands. All right, so it's been a while for this guy. Pete from Scuba Board is with us, along with Jerry the Diver Guy. Jerry the Diver Guy was with me last week, so he's no big deal. No big deal for Jerry, but kind of a big... No, I kid. Both of them is a big deal.
I'm special.
Yeah, true.
Special Ed.
Right. He wasn't going to win.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
All right. So, but I want to talk with Pete a little bit more here, at least initially. And, you know, Jerry can just kind of be along for the ride, at least for this segment. Because it has been too long since we've spoke with you, Pete. You've been busy.
Diving, dude.
Diving. So, well,
I live in cave country.
Well, and recuperating, I guess.
Recuperating.
Yeah, you had some health issues a month or so ago, but you're kind of bounced back, and now you're back in the water. How recent were you diving, by the way?
Last weekend.
Okay.
Well, actually,
couple
that's
weeks.
Not true. I did some apnea dives about 3 days ago at Troy Springs. Troy Springs is open again. I love that place.
You did some apnea dives. You mean like breath hold free diving or
yeah.
just holding
apnea.
Your breath? Okay. So
that means without breathing.
Right. Well, you okay? Well, when
that
I hear
not
someone
on scuba.
Well, when I hear someone say apnea dive, I just think they're holding their breath in the pool and practicing. But you're actually talking about doing some free diving at depth.
Yeah, I did 360 footers.
Nice. That's good.
Well, you know, I felt like I could have done better, but I, you know, as some people know, I've just come off having Lyme disease. So I went through a bunch of antibiotics that about killed me.
Yeah.
And hopefully it killed the Lyme disease.
Well, that would be
so
the goal.
So I'm working back in slowly.
All right. Well,
60
so,
foot seemed appropriate.
Well, that's nothing to sneeze at. 60 feet's pretty good.
No, if you sneeze, it hurts underwater.
Well, true. Well, how long were your each dive, you figure, when you bounced down to 60? You stayed down for a couple minutes or what?
Well, I cruised there for probably 20, 30 feet and then headed back up. Again, it wasn't to stress me out. It was just to, you know, get some exercise.
Right.
Because the treatment took about a month, and it's been probably a month and a half since then. So it's probably been a couple months since I've really had any good underwater. So
yeah. Well, I would say,
I did my first cave dive in a while, and that was awesome.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, though, just compared to scuba, I do believe, you know, doing those apnea dives, those free dives, probably a little bit more of a workout because you got to work on your breathing and stuff. You have to kind of
your comfort.
There's a very zen-like thing which you can do while you're scuba diving, but I do think it's a little bit more on the probably health side.
I disagree with you.
You disagreed. You think free diving, if you're doing it properly, is less stressful or less?
I disagree with.
Okay, what do you disagree with?
I disagree with mixing scuba and free diving. You shouldn't do them in the same day.
No, I agree with that.
Oh, no,
I didn't say that. I didn't say
that. Well, the way it said, it might have been misconstrued.
Never.
As that.
You're a liar!
Greg would never be misconstrued.
Never.
Make scuba.
Yeah. Yeah, don't mix the two. You shouldn't because, you know, people have this misconception that when you're free diving, you don't have to worry about decompression sickness and things like that. And,
but you do have to worry about...
Absolutely. You got to.
Gas embolism, because you can, what we call bubble pump.
Yeah. Well, and you have to worry about some effects of decompression as well. I mean, that's kind of a misnomer. You still can get bent free diving, especially if you've done it after, if you try free diving after you've been doing some scuba stuff. So just something to keep in mind. You can do the research accordingly. But just overall, what I was saying is I do think free diving is a little bit more exercise intense than regular scuba diving. I mean, just look at the free divers. They're always like, you know, they look like friggin' atlases, these guys. And the ladies are all, you know, like, you know.
You want to improve your sac rate, your underwater air consumption?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to make that last?
I do.
Free dive.
Yeah.
10-day free diving. Dude, every day of scuba I do a day of free diving.
Okay.
Maybe I don't quite get that, but I try to get that. And again, I don't do them on the same day. I'll do scuba diving one day and go do some free diving the next day because that just helps your whole body.
Agreed.
And I probably snorkeled close to a mile.
That's good. That's a good workout.
You know,
that's some good exercising right there.
Workout.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I think, definitely free diving makes you a better diver. No question about it. And if you want to really get deep into it, free diving can really be quite a challenging sport and just a way to calm yourself. I mean, you get into all zen
kind of
crazy stuff like that if you want to, you know, to each his own. All right. So you did the free dive, and that was that at Peacock Springs, or is that where you did the dive,
no,
or both? What were you doing?
Free diving at Peacock Springs would be kind of stupid.
Yeah, it's too shallow.
You'd have to free dive into the cave.
That wouldn't be good.
Not a whole lot of free diving area. I was at Troy Springs.
Okay.
Which is probably 70 feet deep.
Yeah.
Or so. And, of course, if you go down to the mouth of Troy Springs, you have the Confederate wreck that you get to dive.
Hmm.
And it's, you know, right at the end of the Civil War, the Confederates scuttled this paddle wheeler.
Yeah.
And you can still see the ribbing on the bottom of the spring run. It's really
it's
cool.
Still intact. The metal parts are still intact.
Oh, my gosh. The wood.
The wood is okay. You know, we were talking about this last week, how freshwater wrecks are pretty interesting because...
And it's not rotten.
Exactly. Well, you know, when it's in the ocean, the wood goes away pretty quick. But in these freshwater lakes or... Yeah, or the spring or something like that, you know, they don't have a tendency to have that happen. You'll go down, you'll see these intact structures.
And you know, this particular wreck, we just had a big flood event with all the rains we've been having up here. We have like almost 3 foot more rain than we are supposed to have normal.
Yeah.
Okay. And more of the wreck is actually exposed. Not much. Maybe another 2 foot of the bow is actually exposed. So it's kind of cool. It's like, hey, I'm seeing more wreck today.
Well, I don't understand. Why would more rain make it so that you could see more wreck?
Because it washes out the sand that was covering the wreck.
I see. All right. So there's more flow around it and just cleared out some of the sand and exposed more of the wreck. Okay. How big of a boat is this? You figure this Confederate thing.
40, 50 feet.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. That sounds interesting. We'll get more into what Pete's been up to diving and freediving wise next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Jerry the Diver Guy. What's going on?
What's going on?
He's wide open, he told us during the commercial break. And I
heard him.
I wish you'd take the webcam and focus it in a different area. Also, Pete from Scuba Board is with us. And he's been diving in Troy Springs, which is one of the many springs we have in the state of Florida. And I guess you'd call that what, northwest, not into the panhandle, but just like Ocala, out in that neck of the woods kind of thing, or where, Pete?
I would say it's about 25 minutes east of High Springs,
okay,
Florida, which is right on the, really close to the 75 interstate.
All right, right. So it's
just a little bit west.
Yeah, slightly west before you get into the panhandle.
Cave country, man.
Cave country.
I live in Cave Country.
That's where he lives, yes. Yes, indeed.
Now,
yeah.
You know, we were talking about that wreck, and I'd like to clarify something.
Mm-hmm.
The wreck is not always diveable because sometimes the spring run is so low. But right now, it's still high, so it's in like 10 foot of water.
Okay, so this Confederate wreck at the mouth of the springs is in very shallow water regularly, but it could be too shallow where it doesn't make any sense to dive it,
Yeah. You know, if you get 3 or 4 foot, then you can really work on your buoyancy and your trim as you're scooting along there so you don't scoot stuff up. But right now, it's 10 foot, so it's easy to go dive and have fun and look at it and look around and see the hundreds of turtles and all the freshwater mullet that you could ever hope to eat.
Okay.
Cool place.
But I would imagine the mullet are protected, aren't they, in that area? You can't go catch them, can you?
I don't see them have any armor on them.
Well, I know, but isn't that like a state park? They don't let you fish and stuff in that thing?
You can always fish in a state park.
Oh, you can?
Is it the Confederate wreck called the Madison or something?
It is the Madison. Very well done.
Way to
Good Google skills.
Way to Google it, Jerry the Diver Guy.
Google.
Better
it
than
is the Madison.
Yeah, you know, he's working the computer, which is I'm glad he's doing that as opposed to surfing porn while we talk to
maybe,
him.
Maybe so. That's how he was open.
Oh God, no. Yeah, you can't unsee that mental image. We got more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, this is Charlene, a.k.a. Champagne, coming to you live from the Spice Island of Grenada. I've also been crowned the Scuba Radio Mermaid for 2010. You're listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my good buddy who never touched my tail in Grenada or anywhere on the planet, Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio.
Very sexy.
They may call them bathing suits, but those bikinis aren't big enough to patch a roach burn in my jeans. La 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 la.
I don't even know what that means. And probably we should just move on in this current environment that we find ourselves in the United States. You can get away with that in Grenada, but just not here right now, I guess. I don't know. But moving on, I am Greg the Dive Master, and I have Jerry the Diver Guy and Pete from Scuba Board with me as well. We haven't had Pete on in a while, and he's been catching us up on his diving activities, free diving in Troy Springs, and then doing some scuba diving to boot, I think, and about this Confederate wreck. What was the name of it again? The Madison? Is that right?
The Madison.
Okay. So it sounds like
in unison.
Sounds like something we need to put on the list. I haven't done it, but you've dove this before, at least back in the day. Is that right, Jerry?
Yeah. It's been several years ago.
Yeah. Okay. So you have that, and that's at the mouth of Troy Springs, and then you swim past that, and then you can go into the caves and caverns and stuff? Or I mean, this sounds like more cave-type stuff, not really entry-level-type cavern.
Negative.
Negative,
Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
You actually enter on top of the spring is where you have the entrance. Unless you come up by boat, then you'd be over that.
Yeah.
But you enter by the spring and you swim down to the thing. There's no real opening or cave diving at Troy. The fissures are too small.
Okay.
Nice deep little hole there at the beginning. Like I said, 75 feet or so.
Yeah.
A lot of classes done there, but I don't know of anyone I've ever heard of actually making it through the, you know, I don't know anyone's that skinny.
Okay. So it's more just a big old pit that you can go do some fun skills and swim around and
yeah, and see lots
wet.
Of turtles and crawdads and
all
whatever.
Right. Fair enough.
When I go cave diving, I like to slip over to Peacock. We have Peacock 1, 2, 3, and Orange Grove that are all in one area.
Yeah.
And I did, it seems like forever since I've done a cave dive. I did a side mount with two low-pressure 45s. These are little tiny tanks.
Hmm.
It's like going in there with the cave pressures with like a 95. That's why we didn't go very far. It was just a relaxing dive. But the cool thing about this, Greg, is that for the first time, I dove the Perdix, the Shearwater Perdix, in side mount mode where it showed both of the pressures of the tanks on my side. And that was just absolutely cool.
So it's wireless. It's a wrist mount dive computer.
Yeah.
But you can monitor two mixes at the same time with the dive computer.
Yeah, you're just looking at your... look at your wrist, and you can see the left side and the right side.
That's nice.
And say, hey, I'm a little bit low on the right side. I'll go to the left side or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, Shearwater just is so good in the way they make things friendly, easy to set up, easy to read.
Yeah,
big these
thing.
Guys got computers down.
Yeah, I saw that at the Scuba Show again. I looked at them, and I was like, gosh, that is a pretty effective-looking dive computer. I mean, it looks more like a fancy watch than a dive computer. You could wear it topside and people would be impressed. That's the Terica.
That's the Terica.
Well, which one are you talking about? You're not talking about the wrist mount one?
Well, the Terek went diving with me as my backup.
Okay.
Well, they're both wrist mount. All of Shearwater products are wrist mount. The Perdix was their first non-technical. Although you can use it for technical diving, but it's really made for people who want to do recreational divers. A tiny bit smaller than their other computers.
Mm-hmm.
And again, unlike the technical computers, it has AI. As the Terek does. The Terek also has AI.
Which means what? Artificial intelligence in what sense?
Yeah, air integrated.
Oh, it doesn't mean artificial intelligence. That's what I would say. Oh, this is artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And then you'd look at it and you say, Hal, how much air do I have? Greg?
Exactly.
Greg, I can't tell you that right now.
And actually, that's the great thing about this. This is like rock solid.
Yeah.
You know how... back when they first came out with wireless AI, you had to futz with it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You had to turn it on. Oh, no, you got to turn this on first, then that on. This just is dead rock solid. And, you know, I could see both gases at the same time. It's a very good algorithm. You can adjust it using gradient factors, which is makes it, you know, for someone who's a fat slob like myself, I can set it more conservative.
Yeah.
People who are leaner and don't think they're going to get bent can be more aggressive.
Okay.
So, you know, lower their amount of deco obligations that they incur.
Right.
But, you know, it was just a great watch. Dive computer.
Yeah.
And the Terek was on my left hand. The Perdix was on my right. So I had Shearwater primary and a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them reading the sensors.
Yeah.
And it was just a very, you know, that's the thing about it. Anytime a device makes you relax, it doesn't make you not be
well, it makes you
cognizant of the area. Yeah. It makes it easier to have that situational awareness because you're not trying to figure out your air pressures. They're right there.
Mm-hmm. No, but once again, though, the difference between the two wrist mount computers is what? One's more recreational based, or what does the Perdix do that the other one doesn't?
Bigger, easier to see for old eyes.
Which one is easier?
The Perdix.
The Perdix is easier.
The Terek is more of like a watch, like a smartwatch.
Yeah.
Except it doesn't do like steps and all that. It's purely for diving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's a great, great dive computer. Don't get me wrong. I love both of them.
Yeah.
I wore both of them in the cave. And especially in caving or any technical diving, you want to have a backup.
Right.
Well, with the Terek, you know, you can leave it on your wrist all day and not look like a complete geek.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
Perdix,
I'll tell you.
Look a little bit more geekier because it's a big square thing. Not as big as the Petrels and the ones before it, but it's a much better form factor, but not as nice a form factor as the Terek.
Understood.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You know, when we get to the DEMA show here next month in Vegas, I'm on the lookout for a new dive computer. But I'm also, you know, I just picked up one of the new iPhone XS Max iPhones, and I'm trying to decide. There's some new housings for iPhones that I'm planning to take a look at, and maybe pick one up at DEMA and then take it on our trip, to the Turks and Caicos here.
Sounds like fun.
In December. But you know, one of the features on the iPhone they're doing with, you know, I was looking at it from, you know, underwater photography, but, you know, a lot of the apps that are doing this are also putting in a dive computer on the photo app for the housing.
Sure.
And, you know, so you would use your phone, if you took it underwater in a housing, as a backup dive computer, not a primary. They don't even allow you to do that, I don't think, in the States and maybe even worldwide at this point. But it's coming. But, you know, just having that extra dive computer, like you said, you had two computers, one on the wrist, one on either wrist. I would like to have one of those Shearwater ones on my wrist and then have my backup computer in my phone if I were to take it underwater like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So
that makes sense.
I'm flirting with that idea. There's so many things to spend your money on these days, right?
What computer does Jerry dive?
Jerry, what are you saying? Isn't it Sherwood?
Sherwood Wisdom, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Sherwood guy. So they make pretty good stuff as well. So you've been, when was the last time you dove though, Jerry? It's been a while because you've been coming off of some health stuff as well, right?
Oh, yeah, it's been several months now.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
But you're getting back in the groove here now.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Are you already doing some teaching, or are you just talking about it?
Actually, we're talking to another dive shop. So we're in the works of trying to help these guys out. They're needing some help. And
well, wait a minute. You have mountain divers up there in Virginia, so... what's going on?
Well, you know, we can lend a hand here and there.
I see.
Yeah, we're not greedy.
So you're looking to subcontract out your skills to other dive shops in the area or vicinity?
Oh,
or
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the guy's got some medical issues, and he's not going to be able to teach or nothing for 6 months, and they have a ton of students.
Really? I mean, how far is that dive shop compared to where you are now?
It's about an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay. So, is he in the mountains as well, or no? Or is he down in the valley?
He's in the mountains. He's in the Tennessee area, in the northeast Tennessee. So,
okay.
He's still in the mountains, but he's more in the city.
I gotcha. So, you're looking to do some more teaching, it looks like. It's really soon. All right, cool. We'll talk a little bit more about that, continuing education, that kind of stuff next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Bulavinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort, Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fiji. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt. Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
What the heck? I am Greg the Dive Master. I am not a wicked girl. I promise. I'm not going to show you. But what happens in Fiji stays in Fiji, except when you hear people like Maggie broadcast it to the world. All right,
hey,
Pete from
Fiji
Scuba Board. What's that? You're going to Fiji next year, Pete?
I'm going to Fiji next year for 2 weeks.
All right. Do you need to borrow a grass skirt or a sula?
Probably not.
Yeah, I bet. You know, well, what, you're going to go commando, or what are you saying?
You may need a coconut bra to go with it, too.
That's right.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Yeah, no, it'll happen. That's what you drink this stuff called kava. And Fiji.
I like kava.
And next thing you know, you're in a grass skirt and a coconut bra dancing to some kind of crazy, you know, jungle music or something. You know, it's just amazing experience that you got to mark off the list. And then,
well, I look forward to 2 weeks of
then you
that.
Regret all the pictures and the videos that show up online. But regardless, it's still something you need to mark off the list. All right, so look, you know, Jerry the diver guy is doing some teaching, helping out a buddy. And but when is that going to start, by the way, Jerry? When do you think? You going to get right into it, or you don't know yet?
I don't know yet. He's still working out the schedules and stuff. So.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to get moving pretty quick because, you know, the weather's starting to move into your neck of the woods, isn't it?
It's already, you know, fall cooling off. Is starting.
Right. So you'll do the pool work up there and then head down to Florida or down to the Keys or Caribbean or what? What do you think?
So far, from what I understand, that he is going to run trips, some open water trips, and do checkout dives down there. But yeah.
A lot of checkout dives done in the Springs.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, there you go. You can take him to Troy Springs or Peacock and meet Pete down there at, from Scuba Board, and maybe he'd help you out. You would do that as well, wouldn't you, Pete?
Of course I would.
Assist him. That'd be
I would get down there just to make him look bad.
Okay, exactly.
You don't have to do that.
Look at what Jerry taught me.
Yes, you know, during the commercial break, we were talking about one of the things we don't like as an instructor teaching, and that would be the...
Which isn't very much.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. You know, it's a little time-consuming sometimes, but the CISA skill, where we got to show people how to ascend from depth on breath of beer.
Controlled emergency swimming ascent.
Yep, controlled emergency swimming ascent.
And the three of us agree completely that it's the most useless thing we do.
Well, hold on. I don't think it's worthless. I just think it's probably the most dangerous...
Dangerous
and annoying dangerous. Thing from an instructor standpoint, because you know you got to take your student up from depth, you know, like 30-40 feet depending on what you're doing at the time, and that is not really a good thing to be doing, especially if you have more than one student. So you take the first one up and then you got to get them situated and take them back down or whatever, or hand them off to an assistant. And then you got to go back down. And next thing you know, the dive instructor's going up and down. And that's not a good dive profile.
Not a good thing. It sets a bad example, too.
Messes up your ears, too, potentially.
Students want to dive like their instructors. They see you being a yo-yo. They think they can be a yo-yo.
Right. And I don't like doing that. Not just, just personally. It's kind of annoying because... You're like, you know, I don't, you know, ever push the limits as far as, you know, moving too fast or anything like that. But when you go up and down like that, it has a tendency to kind of annoy my ears after a few ascents, you know. And so I really hate that skill. I wish they'd come up with something that we don't have to do that anymore. But I don't know. Still
did you know
to,
that
I guess, for now,
scuba instructors are the most likely divers to get bent? And yet we're probably the safest divers. And I believe that we get bent because we have to do CISAs.
Mm. Well, that would make sense. That's the one skill we have to teach that you have the potential of screwing things
yourself up.
Yeah. And, you know, that makes sense. I could see that. You just got to
be
real smart.
In the pool, and that's it.
You think exactly. Horizontal, in the pool, done. Because you know what? What's more natural than, oh, I'm out of air. Let's go up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what fool's going to say, well, I wonder where my air is coming from?
Right.
You know, I mean.
Or some of the agencies, some of the training agencies going down that road and axing the CISA skill in open water or no? I'm not sure offhand.
NASI
does
not require it. And I think they're the only agency that does not require it.
Hmm. I mean, it's an important skill to know how to do. There's no question about that. I think every diver should be able to do it. But the teaching part of it is what gets a little annoying for the instructor.
The horizontal's fine.
Yeah,
horizontal's harder to do than vertical.
It is.
Oh, yes, it is.
But, you know, for the student, from their perspective, I do think they kind of have to do it for real to really understand how it really works. You know what I mean? I think horizontal is great, especially from the instructor's standpoint, maybe. But I think the students kind of need to know how to do this in order to really master the skill. That's my feeling.
If we looked at the insurance guys, they would tell us that more accidents happen both with instructors and with students during that skill than any other thing.
Well, I wouldn't argue
except
with
for maybe
you on
ear
that.
Problems.
Ear problems are pretty common. Yeah. Well, they
you know,
and that could be
but that
caused
could
by those.
Here too.
Yeah, it could be caused by the CSIS as well. Hey, we're almost out of time, but I want to get out the fact you got a dive shop down there you're working with in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, Greg. Lake City Dive Center's grand opening is going to be on October 23rd of this year. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be one of their instructors. I'm kind of psyched.
Yeah, you're going to be there for people taking selfies with you and signing autographs
sure.
and that kind of stuff, huh?
If anyone wants my autograph, as long as it's not on the bottom of a check, they got it.
Oh, come on. Don't put that prerequisite on it. No one will ask you for an autograph. That's like the only way you get these things done half the time.
Well, hey.
Yeah. I kid, but it's all good. And hats off to it's Lake City Dive Center.
That's right.
I wish them all the success in the world. Hopefully that'll go well. And we'll have to end it at that. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down with the Twitter.
Safe diving, everyone.
These little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not in water. Yeah, we love here. Down in the fire. I'm gonna see.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.